A group of elected officials on Staten Island today urged homeowners to make sure all mold is cleaned up before rebuilding homes damaged by Hurricane Sandy. They also criticized the Bloomberg administration's recently announced rapid repair program, which links hurricane victims in need of home repairs with private contractors in an effort to fix damaged homes by the end of the year. WBAI's Jose Santiago files this report.
We do not want you to rebuild your home, sign off on your insurance, and then give them a full release, and a year later, you have a mold issue or some other bacteria growing throughout your home because your wood never dried out, or because you didn't take your siding out, or because you didn't remove tiles, and underneath there was bacteria and mold growing.
Congressmember Michael Grimm, who along with several other Republican elected officials, is urging homeowners intent on rebuilding quickly to be patient and make sure they thoroughly dry out their homes before covering wood studs and other surfaces with sheetrock, which, when wet, is a magnet for mold.
Take a step back to make sure that your contractor understands that any wood surface that was submerged in the stormwater, some of it had raw sewage, all of it had salt water, must be fully dried out. A lot of people are what's called gutting the inside of their house down to the studs. They're taking off the sheetrock that was wet, they're taking out their insulation, and they're somewhat drying out the inside of their home. That is not enough. If you have siding on the side of your house, that was also submerged. That siding has to come off. Any wrap, often like a Tyvek or something, has to come off down to the raw sheeting, down to the wood, because that has to dry also. If you had a bathroom, for example, that was submerged and it's all tile, that tile needs to come up because the wood underneath is wet and damp and possibly contaminated.
Grimm's recommendations may sound like fairly routine advice, but says Grimm and the other Staten Island officials, they must be emphasized because of the Bloomberg administration's Rapid Repairs Program. It was announced last week, and they argue it is pressuring homeowners to repair their damaged homes perhaps more quickly than is safe. Rapid Repairs, headed by a new Bloomberg appointee, works in conjunction with FEMA to connect homeowners with a list of recommended contractors with the aim of fully repairing damaged homes by the end of this year. It promises to reduce construction costs by allowing contractors to fix many homes at a time in the same neighborhoods, thereby reducing costs. But the program has its critics, among them City Council member James Otto.
Rapid Recovery. Inherent in its name is speed, and frankly, we just had a meeting with the Department of Health, and we're not sure if the Department of Health was at the table when the city put this plan together. And I think what that tells the homeowners is exactly what the congressman said. You have to look out for your own interests here. You have to use common sense. Educate yourself on what you need to do to protect yourself against mold. We don't want to create tomorrow's headache in trying to address today's problem.
Councilmember Vincent Ignacio also raised questions about the mayor's repair program.
I think the directives or the communication coming out of the city's rapid response is well-intentioned, but it may be off base with regards to getting walls back up and getting insulation back in. Take some time. Let it dry out. You don't want to create a toxic environment in your basement where your kids could play.
On a related issue, WBAI News has learned that city, state, and federal officials have had discussions about the wisdom of allowing homeowners to build in areas that are becoming increasingly prone to flooding. One proposal, say our sources, is returning some areas near the water to their natural state, possibly designating certain areas state or federal parklands. According to our sources, there have been discussions about tightening building codes in those areas, but Congressmember Grimm today would not discuss those talks.
In Tottenville, right on the edge, there was one house still standing that was to hurricane code. Now, that's a different discussion. Should all those houses, if you want to live in that area, be up to hurricane code? That's a completely different discussion, and that we're not prepared to discuss right now because those are ongoing conversations.
In other developments, the sanitation department continued to work around the clock cleaning up debris, with one makeshift dump area now piled three stories high and a full city block in length. The city controller's office has added some $26 million to the sanitation department budget to cover the work, much of which is being done with the help of outside contractors. Also today, officials announced the opening of a permanent disaster recovery center on Staten Island, where city, state, and federal agencies will maintain staffers to assist anyone affected by Hurricane Sandy. That permanent disaster recovery center is at 1976 Highland Boulevard. For WBAI News, I'm Jose Santiago reporting from Staten Island.